This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So glad that you're joining us today. And in the studio already, Karen, we have a guest.
Here.
Well, yes. You're here, of course, yes. You're here, but we also have a guest that is with us, and we want to welcome to the air this morning, Aiden Grosjean. Aiden, welcome.
Thank you.
And it's great to have you with us, and I know that you're under retirement age, right?
Yes.
Pull the mic a little closer there. We're just getting Aiden in. We're going to be talking a little this morning about the importance of youth being involved in ministry and in outreach. And so great to have Aiden with us today. Known your family for quite a few years and kind of watch you grow up a little bit. In fact, I'm saying that literally. Won't Aiden makes me look like a shrimp. But Karen, we've had a lot of fun with the Grosjeans their family coming in, haven't we?
Yes, and I was going to say the last time you were here, was it like last year or maybe a couple of years ago? He was like a foot less.
A foot shorter? A foot shorter. Okay,
really
so.
Really grew up there. Wow.
Yeah, well, he's becoming a man. And how old are you, Aiden?
15.
15 years old. And so. Aiden, you are a man of God, right?
I would like to think so anyways.
Well, Jesus is Lord of your life, right?
Yes.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about your life and what God's done so far, maybe some of the things that you might want to share in regards to what you've experienced. I know you were down at some of the Sean Foyt events, and we promoted those pretty big, and I think God did some pretty awesome things down south, so we may talk about some of that today. And also, I believe you have something special that you're going to be sharing with us as well. Is that correct?
Yes. I have memorized for school, Who Is This Fourth Man by Jerry Savelle.
Okay. And this, tell us what that is.
It tells who God is in each book of the Bible, and then it explains how God uses his gifts in some other ways.
Okay. All right. So it's pretty inclusive. I mean, it starts with Genesis and goes all the way through Revelation. It's a pretty powerful thing. And you memorized this entire. It's a few minutes long, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what you as the listener are going to be able to receive is a little bit of an overview. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Somewhat of a glimpse into each book of the Bible in about a 5 minute sharing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty great. Now, you come from a family of how many?
8, if you include my parents.
Which we should include them,
yes.
Because they're kind of an important part. And so 8, so that means you have a few brothers and sisters, maybe, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Tell us about them.
we have four brothers, or I have three brothers and two sisters.
Okay.
John is 8, Nate is 6, Anna's 5, Judah's 2 now, which is weird to think about.
already, right?
Yes. And Aaliyah, last but not least, is 1 year old.
1 year old, and Aaliyah, she, you know, you have some gorgeous little sisters, and you have some awesome brothers as well, and you are the leader of the gang.
Or something like that.
What does that mean? I mean, are you ever put in charge of anything? I mean, in a family of, what, you have 6 siblings, are you ever left with some responsibilities, or...
Not so much. Every once in a while, I get to watch them, but not all the time, no.
Okay, so it's not a situation where you are like the, you're required to shepherd the whole flock. Your mom and dad does that?
Yes.
And what do your parents do?
My dad is a lawyer, and my mom does classical conversations. She is a director. Basically, it's a homeschool group. Where once a week, everyone gets together and they talk about what they learned that week. So my mom directs, as in, like, picks the teachers and has them, it teaches them what they need to do.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So she actually oversees the school. And how many participants are there? This is a fairly new organization in our area, isn't it?
No, it's been in the Fort Pierce for long before we were here. But
oh, really? I wasn't aware of that.
Yes,
okay.
We expanded, and there was also one in Stuart, I believe, and now we're going to Port St. Lucie.
Okay. And so this is kind of open to families, right? If families are interested in homeschooling, or maybe you are homeschooling and you're looking for an organization to connect with.
Yes.
And what services are provided through, I mean, what is the value of the network when someone becomes a part?
Well, we're a community, so we all get together once a week, like I said, but also we get together sometimes not a part of CC, and they're just like a family. It's really, we come together.
You get close, don't you?
Yes.
All right, what about families that... or individuals that say that homeschoolers don't have an opportunity to mix and connect with their world in a real way. What would you say about that? I mean, you're 15, but you're old enough to see things. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it is true, though, in one sense, that they are a little separated, but I also know teenagers who came out of, like, public school and into CC, and they still are very, influenced and still have, how do I put this? They still are a part of, teenagers their age, and they have communications, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, TikTok, whatever they want to watch and listen to.
Okay, so you're not cut off from the culture is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Okay. But I'm asking that because my son, when he was in a school setting where there were some issues in the school, unfortunately there was a lot of exposure to pornography that happened in the school that he was in his classroom, with some of the people he was around. And that was incidentally in a Christian school. And it ended up being kind of a judgment call on our part as parents. We just felt like, we didn't put him in a public school ever. He always was in a private school. But then when we realized, just like in the church and just like in our families, Karen, none of us are exempt from the world. I mean, the world can crowd into anybody's family and we can have things to deal with. And so we ended up homeschooling Jay that year. And it was kind of wild because I was kind of like the I was kind of like the schoolmaster, you know, and we were doing a Becca. So some of you may be familiar with a Becca, but anyhow, we were doing that, and so Jay did a Becca in the church auditorium. Of course, I'm a pastor, so he's in this big auditorium, and he's over there. I'd have to go check on him because he would get distracted. He would be off thinking about a bunch of other stuff. But then he ended up in high school, you know, going back into school, and so he had maybe 2 years of homeschool. My wife even started, I think, pre-K. But this is a great option. And what are some of the advantages, do you think, of being homeschooled?
Well, you can really pick what you want to do. So the kids have a little bit, the parents can pick what the children do. And that's one of the main advantages about being homeschooled. You can do the curriculum that Classical Conversations has for them, but you can also go off and do other things if you would like. It's not just limited to what they give you. You can do other stuff. And the classical method is basically you memorize it, and eventually you memorize it enough to explain it to someone else.
Okay.
I don't remember. There's different stages. I don't remember what that stage is called. And then they get enough, they memorized it enough, they understand it enough to be able to teach it to someone else. And I believe that's the rhetoric stage, but I could be wrong on that.
But what you're saying is you can homeschool and you can still intersect with other aspects. I know that you can even connect with sports and different things on the public school campuses, and you can interact on some levels. And at the same time, you can maintain a sense of maybe greater safety in your environment?
Yes.
Do you think that's a good thing?
I do, yes.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Now, is your entire family in this process of of homeschooling?
Yes, other than the ones not too
young.
Old enough.
Sure, some are too young.
But yeah, the rest of them are, and I think they like it a lot.
One thing I like about homeschooling is the family stays together. I really like that.
That's what my mom enjoys the most, and that's kind of one of the reasons, because it goes so fast. And to have that extra 5-8 hours with your child, even if they are doing school, you can still communicate with them and talk to them and be with them. So I think that's one of the major things, that in the Christian atmosphere. But yeah.
That's excellent. So Karen, were you involved in any private education or...
No, we were public all the way.
Public all the way.
But I just love the thought of homeschooling, and wish that we would have had that, because we had 7 in our family. Of course, my mother couldn't wait to get us out of the house, but because it was just crazy under her feet. But I really respect the parents that do homeschool their kids, and because you really can influence them better than any teacher can. And so we just give a shout out to all those parents that are homeschooling.
Amen, because we know that that's a big job. And I'm trying to get a hold of a surprise guest. Hey! now you're going to have to give us your official greeting here so everyone knows exactly who you are.
What's going on? It's your boy, JDub561. Does that work?
Yeah, that kind of works. It might have come through a little more clearly and loudly if you were actually here in the studio with us. But J-Dub, welcome to Wednesday Live. And I didn't tell Karen that you were on my mind this morning.
I thought you were calling Aiden's mom or dad.
Oh, you thought I was going to call Aiden's parents on him and say, hey, he's doing an awesome job down here. Have you been listening in, J-Dub, or you just... on the phone?
I'm just on the phone right now.
Okay, and are you able to hear what else is going on in the studio, I hope?
I could tune in somehow, but right now I'm just kind of in my home office.
No, that's fine. You're able to hear me, though, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, and I can hear Karen in the background.
Okay, and what about Aiden? Speak up, Aiden, nice and loud. Say hello to J-Dub.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. We are interested in reaching every person who has lost, J-Dub, and I know that's part of when you came on air with us back, what's it been, maybe 3 months ago? We talked about that.
Yes, sir, about 3 months now, yep.
And we were talking about the fact that that there are people that are not going to be reached by the little white steeple and the you know, the padded pews, and that there are people in our generation that if we're going to reach them, we're going to have to get outside the box.
Absolutely.
And that's part of the call that's on your life. Tell us a little bit about it. And Aiden's going to do something special here this morning in just a few minutes. He's all ready to go. He memorized something that pulls a little glimpse into every book of the Bible, and he's going to be sharing that online. And we're going to talk a little more about what we're going to be doing at WCNO to open up the door to younger people. And so share with us who you are, what you do, J-Dub. We want to promote your program.
Yeah, awesome. Well, my name is J-Dub. I go by J-Dub561. And my show is really focused on, you know, teens and young adults. And statistically, a lot of people have heard the statistic that, you know, the decision for Christ is very commonly made. If they don't make it, by the time they're 16, the chances just decrease and decrease and decrease greatly of ever making a decision for Christ. So I have a great burden and passion for young adults, for teens, and my show plays Christian, hip-hop, pop, and rock, and it's designed to really grab the attention of that audience, that demographic, and also bring teaching and bring in interviews. A couple of weeks ago, I had a Christian actress that was on the show. This week, I'm going to have a social media evangelist, and it's just amazing the ministry that's going on in social media right now. So, Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Tell us about your guest that's coming on Saturday, because I think that's kind of important to promote.
Yeah, so his name is Andrew F. Carter. He has an amazing story. This gentleman, I don't want to give away too much, but he was raised as a child. His father was a pimp and his mother was a prostitute.
Wow.
Now, fast forward, after living a life of hedonism and all kinds of craziness, he finds God. He gets some really strong words of prophecy. Then it was too much for him. He steps away, becomes a successful entrepreneur, only to wind up in prison and then lose his family and everything and find God again. And then through TikTok, he starts doing this evangelism that literally exploded overnight. It's an amazing story. And now across the social media platform, he's got over 1 million people that he's ministering to on a daily basis.
That's pretty amazing to think that someone today in you know, we think about the world being in a pretty lost state, but in this day, being able to reach out from that kind of a background and have that audience today, that is amazing. That is amazing.
Amazing.
Well, that's quite fantastic. You know, J-Dub, one of the things that that we both talked about when we went out and grabbed a bite of lunch together, and I'm hinting I'm ready to do that again. But anyhow, I think I bought last time.
I'm due. That's right. I'm due.
No. I'll buy this time. I don't care. I just want to say this. I want to say that, you know, J-Dub, when we were talking about how does, I'm going to call you a young man, not as young as Aiden. Aiden's 15. But how does someone that's wanting to get a bigger voice for God, how are they going to do that? I mean, the scripture talks about that in order for people to hear, what has to happen? Somebody has to be sent.
People have to go into, yeah.
Yeah, somebody has to be sent. Somebody has to go, right? And
Yes. You're
doing that, J-Dub. That is really awesome. And I want to just thank you for opening up your heart to God first and for being willing to follow him and being willing to be a voice. Karen, what do you think about the J-Dub show? I mean, you've been in here, right?
Yes, I love it. It's a whole new world for me. You know,
you mean you didn't listen to this kind of worship music?
No, I didn't. Not at all. I would actually, you know, change the...
You changed the dial, right?
Yeah, because there was nothing about that music that, you know, that really touched my heart or ministered to me at all until when J-Dub came and, you know, I asked him, there was a title of one of the songs, and I'm like, what does that mean? So he explains every song that I have a question of, what does that mean? Because in the hip-hop culture, they've got their own language, and they have their own way of expressing, you know, how they view the world. And it, you know, really opened my eyes to, you know, the whole, there's a lot of people that are in this particular area of influence.
Yeah, we were talking about that, Karen, about how many people are actually involved in this type of music. J-Dub, what is the number? I mean, are there 10 Christians?
Or, well, if you put it in perspective, if you look at just the music in general, and let's just take hip-hop, for example, you know, in the world, hip-hop is now, I mean, it holds those top 10 charts. So it's top 10. I mean,
we're talking
massive. We're talking billions.
Yes.
Billions.
Billions of people influenced by this music and culture. And so, and the world knows this, and that's why we have so many of these pop stations that attract so many people. And that's the enemy trying to take over this world. And, you know, you know me, John. I'm passionate, and I want to be more aggressive than the enemy and take over what is God's territory for him. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be taken over.
J-Dub, I don't want to throw any rocks, but I've got to ask you this. What is the church doing about these billions of people? I mean, when we begin to talk and I ask you, you know, where do people go? What do they listen to? Who else is reaching into this culture in our region on the Treasure Coast? What is the answer to that?
Yeah, there's not many. And again, you know, I don't want to throw stones either. But the reality is, people like myself and people, John, like you, who reached out to me, and, you know, I'll never forget when we first sat down and I said, John, I don't think I'm a good fit. So it's not, I wasn't pitching a really good pitch to you when we talked about this show, but because the church is so far removed from culture and society, they're scared to embrace and to go out sometimes. And, you know, there's not many options out there, and people are afraid of things that they don't know, but there's a generation that is aware and that's rising up. And I think, like you, John, we need to get behind those that are voices like myself and others who are speaking truth in the language of the modern vernacular, if you will.
Okay, J-Dub, you know, Aiden, we were talking about homeschooling, talking about his home, a whole different world, right, Aiden?
Yes.
You got to get that mic up to your face, bro.
Yeah.
We're just breaking him in today in the studio, J-Dub, and he is a great, great, great young man of God, 15 years old, and we're looking to break some new things out here at WCNO. We're looking to do some internships, and I've been talking with Aiden, talking with his parents probably for a year about the potential, and we want to just blow our doors open, and we want to introduce some new areas of media to young people. But Aiden, you grew up in a whole different culture. You're in a homeschool setting. You're listening to J-Dub. The two of you I don't think you've met yet. But what is your take on what J-Dub's saying, that there's billions of people out there that are lost, and what do you think we should do about that?
It is very true. There's a lot of people who need Jesus, and what we can do is start out something. I mean, even like this, if you need to go talk somewhere, like J-Dub is a great example. He went out and he's now teaching young people, for when I can.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, he's got a show on our station here. It's a great, great show. Yeah, it's fantastic. And so, you know, J-Dub, one thing I believe God wants and is looking for the body of Christ to do is to be better at building relationships and not so good at building the walls of division, and maybe learning how to love, forgive, reconcile, and restore. and to see really see the power of God through the love of God, forgive people, set them free. I mean, the culture that, that we're talking about reaching is a culture many times we drive right past them, we walk right past them, we do business with them, but we do not intersect and connect with them.
Yeah, John, and you know what? I want to just say something, if I can, real quick. So many times, and I fall prey to this trap as well, we often think that because they're living this lifestyle or because they're far out there, that they want nothing to do with God. And I just really, really want to put this on the heart of every Christian and just remember that every human being longs for a relationship with Jesus Amen. Christ, even if they don't know it.
Amen. Amen. You know, we need to give a shout to God be the glory. You know, one of my awarenesses in reference to any ministry is there's a cost, there's a price. There's the call, there's being sent, there's vision, there's equipping, there's qualifying, there's training, there's all kinds of things you can talk about, but there also is a cost. I mean, there's a cost on the part of the one that gets out of the boat. I mean, people remember Peter, he's the guy that got out of the boat, but you know what? He also is the guy that actually walked on water, and I haven't met many people that have done that this past week, and so to get out of the boat, there's a cost. You know, people may look at you and go, oh, look at the dummy. You know, he's sinking, you know. But the point is he got out of the boat. And, you know, J-Dub, there is a cost. There's a cost to this ministry, and there was a cost for you to come on air. And, you know, one of the things that was on my heart is that people who may not know your audience can still sow into your audience and reach them.
Yeah.
And so Amen. We knew it was going to take some money, some visionaries, some business people to get behind your ministry. I see it as mission work. I see it as frontline evangelism. And so, you know, to God be the glory, God's been touching people's hearts and people have been responding. And so on this Wednesday Live, if you have not tuned in on a Saturday, you haven't listened in on Saturday, WCNO is doing a lot of new things on Saturday. And one of the things we're doing is your show, J-Dub. And we're doing Washington Watch, which brings in news from the whole week from Washington with Tony Perkins and all. And we have Paul Neeson, who is a Messianic Jew. And, you know, he has a Shabbat service on Saturday and shares with us, you know, from his perspective as a Messianic born-again believer. Powerful brother. I love this guy, Paul Neeson. The more I talk to him, the more I love him. And, you know, there's so many other things. Cynthia West, she has a spot on in the morning, and we've been receiving letters, and people have been donating to her, and that is so awesome. You donate it to WCNO, you put on the name. And J-Dub, that's kind of been a way God's been providing. Tell us what your needs are, and how could people get involved in standing behind this great work that you're doing right here at WCNO?
Well, sure. And, you know, John, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's contributed so far. We have had people step up, and I'm just blown away by the level of support and that people have been giving and sharing. But, you know, if anybody wants to support the show, first of all, I'd say listen to the show and pray about it. But if you want to support, there's a financial cost, and we're just asking each show can be you can sponsor an entire show with a donation of $200, and you can give that directly to WCNO, but just make sure that you put in the comments it's for the J-Dub 561 show. And as you know, John, they can mail that in with a check, or you could give online. Just make sure you type in the comments for the J-Dub 561 show, or they can text to give, which is 24365. Text the word WCNO to 24365, and just make sure you put in the comments J-Dub 561 show. But you know, that support is amazing. We need that financial support, but also please just pray. And my prayer is I just don't want to stop here. I believe that this station has the potential to reach unknown magnitudes in this area, but we have to create awareness. And so getting the show going is step one, and step two is how do we maximize that awareness? So I'm praying about that as well.
Amen. 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 That is awesome. J-Dub, I kind of kind of hollered at you here last minute, but I'm learning this from you. You do like shout outs, you know, you go, hey, you know, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean,
Who are you going to shout out to today?
Well, I definitely want to shout out to my wife and my kids because they are my support and backbone, and I love them so much. So shout out to Susan, a.k.a. Sue Dub, and to my daughters, Eden and Jalen.
Okay, very, very, very cool. That is quite awesome. And, you know, so I'm learning from you that I can just grab the phone, make a call, and say, hey, where's my buddy? Because we want to keep this before the people. One more time, let the people know when your show is on Saturday and how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So you can get a hold of me by going to Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. You can send me a message, a DM there for prayer or anything that you need. And that account is JDUB561. You go to Instagram, JDUB561. The show is every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this Saturday's show with Pastor Andrew Carter. And also, you can sign up for my newsletter and find out every single song that I play. And my newsletter, you can sign up for that at www.JDUB561Music. That's JDUB561Music.com.
All right, now if you're pressed, we can jump off. You know, you can cut off anytime, JDUB. If you want to stick around a couple minutes, I'm going to have Aiden share this. That Aiden, you memorized this for what?
For school, for CC.
Okay,
we had school. We had a 3 to 5 minute speech that we had to recite. So I did "Who Is This Fourth Man?" And now it is about like an overview of the Bible, but it's also about who was the fourth man in the fiery furnace.
Jesus, yeah, okay. Exactly. JDUB, you going to stick with us and come back, or you got to run?
Yeah.
You going to hang out?
Yeah, okay. No, I'll hang out for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good deal. All right, so before Aiden goes, Karen, we need to give a promo for the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, right? It's the bottom of the hour, and we're going to do that. What can we say about the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance? Yoo-hoo!
They're supporting, in part, this program.
Absolutely. This hour is brought to you in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And when they notified us, Karen, that they were interested in sponsoring, being a sponsor of this hour, that was really a blessing because, JDUB, incidentally, that's exactly what I'm praying that God will do for you, that God will raise up businesses and raise up ministry partners that will come alongside of you so you have a monthly support base. And there are some other things I want to chat with you off air about. But thanks to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, in part, our coverage for this hour is taking place. And the Alliance calls the body of Christ to come together. To come together as business, Christian business owners and leaders, civic leaders, and church leaders. And though we may have a sign, postage stamp out on the front side of our, you know, of our life or our walls, and maybe it says we're, you know, first church of the Blessed International by faith, you know, or whatever it might say, really, we are those redeemed who have been called out of the darkness and into the light, and we're followers of Christ. And we say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christ follower, and I've given my life over. That's really what it's about. And the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance promotes that working together between those three areas in our community. There's pastors' events, there's prayer events, there's National Days of Prayer, there are men's events. There are going to be a lot more events coming up. In fact, we have some events we're going to be talking about in the near future. But I just want to say thank you to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, to Chris and all of the team that make that happen. All right, Aiden, share with us what you memorized, because this is really kind of powerful. So if you're just tuning in, this is Aiden Grosjean, 15 years old, and he's down here kind of checking out WCNO and seeing if he wants to come and spend some time with us, because we're looking to develop an internship program right here at the station where we can introduce some young people to Christian media and what it looks like on the inside. Go ahead, Aiden.
Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. In Genesis, he's the seed of woman. In Exodus, he's a Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's our pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he's a prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he's our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he's our kingsman and redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. First and Second Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. In Ezra, he's our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he's our Mordecai. In Job, he's our ever-living redeemer, for Job said, I know my redeemer liveth, hallelujah. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. In Psalms, he's our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he's our lover and bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's a prince of peace. In Jeremiah, he's a righteous branch. In Lamentations, he's a weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's a wonderful four-faced man. And in Daniel, he's a fourth man in the fiery furnaces of life. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. In Hosea, he's the faithful husband. In Joel, he's a baptizer with the Holy Ghost. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he's a mighty to save. In Jonah, he's our foreign missionary. In Micah, he's a messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he's the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he's God's evangelist. In Zephaniah, he's our savior. In Haggai, he's the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he's a fountain open in the house of David. In Malachi, he's the son of righteousness with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. In Matthew, he's a Messiah. In Mark, he's a wonder worker. In Luke, he's the son of man. In John, he's the son of God. In Acts, he's the Holy Ghost. In Romans, he's our justifier. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he's our sanctifier. In Galatians, he's a redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he's a Christ with unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he's a God that supplies all our needs. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he's our soon coming king. Hallelujah. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. In Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he's our great physician. In 1st and 2nd Peter, he's the chief shepherd. In 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, he is love. In Jude, he's the Lord coming with 10,000 angels. Hallelujah. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is in the book of Revelations. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yay! Is there more? Oh, there's more!
Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. He's Abel's sacrifice. He's Noah's rainbow. He's Abraham's ram. He's Isaac's well. He's Jacob's scepter. He's Moses' rod. He's Joshua's sun and moon that stood still. He's Elisha's mantle. He's Elisha's staff. He's Gideon's fleece. He's Samuel's horn of oil. He's David's slingshot. He's Isaiah's fig poultice. He's Hezekiah's sundial. He's Daniel's visions. He's Amos' burden. He's Malachi's sun and moon that stood still. He's Elisha's mantle. He's Elisha's staff. He's Gideon's... And I repeated myself. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. He's Peter's shadow. He's Stephen's signs and wonders. He's Paul's handkerchiefs. He's John's pearly white city. Hallelujah. Who is this fourth man? I'll tell you who he is. He's a father to the orphan. He's a husband to the widow. He's a traveler in the night that he that is traveling. He's a bright morning star to those in the lonesome valley. He's a lily in the valley. He's a rose of Sharon. He's a honey in the rock. He's the brightness of God's glory. He's the expressed image of the person of God. He's the King of glory, the pearl of great price, the rock in a weary land, the cup that runneth over, the rod and the staff that government. He's the government of the lives, our lives and our bony shoulder. Who is this fourth man? He's Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
No, no. Amen. 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 All right. JW, you familiar with that?
I am not. Sounds amazing, though. I love it.
Yeah. Now, you memorized this, Aiden, right? You had the entire thing memorized, and you presented that as a part of, what was that, kind of like the end of a semester or something? Or
year. Yeah.
Year, end of year. Year. Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. J-Dub, I've got to ask you another question. Is there hope for our youth? Is there hope for our nation still?
Yeah, I definitely think there's hope for everybody. And, you know, as that young man just spoke, you know, God can do anything. He is everything, and he can break those yokes. He can reach out to those most desperate, farthest people from him.
Amen.
And bring them back home. Amen. So, yes, yes, absolutely, there is hope.
You know, J-Dub, I'm gonna jump out of my boat here for a moment, and I'm just gonna say that our family, we have an awesome family, we have a growing family here at WCNO, and I'm like you when I first came in and looked at the map and realized that God was and has given this radio station a pretty big reach, you know, from Melbourne down to Fort Lauderdale, and we get a lot of calls from Miami as well, and the Western Bahama Islands around all the communities, Lake Okeechobee. And I began to look at that and think about it. And then we began to look at the 10 counties we reach into. And those 10 counties represent more than 30% of the population of the state of Florida.
Wow.
And then I began to just really be moved by God to recognize that we have not reached anywhere near the potential audience with this ministry yet.
Yeah.
You know, I
haven't tapped it yet.
I was thinking, you know, we can at least multiply this 10 times.
Easy.
But, you know, when I look in the Word of God, I read about 30, 60, and 100-fold. And I'm just praying for 100-fold impact for the kingdom of God, for the body of Christ to be harvest-focused, to be willing to look beyond the storm and see Jesus. And, you know, I've never thought of it just that way, but I believe the Holy Spirit kind of just gave me a picture that many times the church gets stuck in the boat looking at the storm. But I believe the Holy Spirit is saying, look beyond the storm and see Jesus. And see Him walking on the water. See Him walking on the water. And see that when we cry out to Him, He responds, He answers. And so, you know, for me to get out of the boat this morning a little bit, I want to say, J-Dub, your ministry, your calling, your anointing, all of that I was real comfortable with, but your music, you know, I had to go, God, help me. And you know what?
He's getting there, though.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting there. But my son has...
Have you heard my promo yet?
I'm going to be listening to it. I've got a note on my desk, a big note from Karen saying, listen to J-Dub's promo. But, you know, my son looks at me, looks at my ministry, and Aiden probably does too, and says, okay, Dad, you know, I love you, but, you know, I live in a different generation. J-Dub, you're ministering to a different generation. Aiden, you're ministering to a different generation. And... God has been laying on my heart, J-Dub, that we have to leave the house of God filled and blessed and ready for you guys, for you to step in and continue the ministry. Because it's time for the baton to be passed. It's time for the anointing to be recognized. It's time for we who are older, and I'm older. I just turned 65, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got Medicare. Some of you have like 20, 30 years on me, and that's okay. But I want to call those of us who have lived a lot of our ministry to have vision, to exercise vision, and to put our dollars and our prayer and our faith really where the war is. And it's right here with the younger generations. J-Dub, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for your heart. And again, let us know when your show is and how people can reach you.
Yes, thanks for having me on. It's every Saturday, 1 p.m., and you can always reach me, like I said, on Instagram at JDub561. That's the best way to get a hold of me. But you can also call into the show on Saturday and say, what's up? I'd love to hear from you. Every Saturday, 1 p.m.
That's awesome. J-Dub, did you know, did you catch this yet in the news? You probably caught some things in the news that are kind of painful. But did you catch in the news that the Calvary Chapel out in California? Let's see what the name of this church is. It's Chino Hills Chapel, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. They just had a baptism service with over 1,200 people who publicly went on record saying, I've surrendered my life fully to Jesus Christ. Is that cool or what?
Woo! Wow, that is amazing.
1,200. California.
Come on.
California is not going to hell in a handbag. God is at work in California. And I looked in the picture, there were tons of young people. Tons of young people responding and coming to the Lord. And, you know, I also caught this. I saw this morning. I thought, Same Jesus. I was reading about Georgia. Georgia is experiencing some powerful moves of God right now. I mean, there's the North Georgia revival that's going on. It's been going on for months now, and in the baptism water, there have just been tremendous miracles taking place. And then this church is kind of close to Atlanta, and it's called Courageous Community Church. But you know, when I saw that there's a miracle that just happened. I mean, there's miracles happening today. I know, JW, you know this. I mean, actually, I think I gave Absolutely. The wrong name of the church. Let me give the right name of the church. It's Courageous Community Church. There we go. I'll get it right. Courageous Community Church, and this is in Georgia, close to Atlanta, and a lady who went into the baptism pool. She went into the baptism pool. She had a physical condition. She had not walked in 9 years.
15. Her son was 9.
Her son was 9. Oh, you're right. Thank you, Aiden. He's right. That's it. She had not walked in 15 years. Her son is 9 years old. Wow. He never saw his mother walk. Aww. She came out of the baptism water walking. Oh. Miraculously, totally
wow.
healed. Totally Amen. Healed. These are the days we're living in. And these are exciting days.
Come on.
All right, we have about a little less than 15 minutes. I'm going to ask J-Dub for you just to pray for our listeners today, and then we're going to cover a couple things about mail and stuff like that. But it's been awesome having you. Aiden, it's been awesome having you with us. You're going to hang around with us a little longer. But would you lead us in a moment of prayer here, J-Dub?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I
Thank
just want to bless everyone that's listening right now, Lord God, people that just need a special touch by you right now, Lord
Thank
God.
You,
if they're
Father.
Listening, just agree with me in
Thank
prayer,
you,
Heavenly Father,
yeah.
that your Holy Spirit can Amen. Reach out, can renew, can restore, can refresh, can
yes.
bring that Amen. New vision, Lord God, that there is hope, Heavenly Father. Nothing is ever all lost, God. There is hope in your Son,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, from
Hallelujah.
The depths of your soul to renew all things.
Amen.
All things are new in Christ Jesus. And I just believe that word today for everyone that's listening to that. And we agree in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, J-Dub, from 1200 in the water, may it be so on the Treasure Coast, huh?
Amen. Amen.
You know, those hip-hop and what kind of music do you say you do?
Hip-hop, pop, and rock.
Yeah, let's get the hip-hop, pop, and rock people down in the beach. Let's reach our generation. Let's reach our generation for Christ. And if
Amen.
You're listening today and you're saying, you know, I've been in church my whole life, and I'm really upset about what's going on in the world, this is a program that's reaching out and touching people that maybe you could never reach, and it might be a great place to sow a great investment of seed. And thank God for all of you that do that. Amen.
Amen.
J-Dub, thanks for joining us today. We're going to cover some in-house stuff. Have a blessed day. And I'm going to be calling you. I need to talk to you.
All right. Thanks for having me. God bless.
Take care. Blessings. Karen, you have some stuff for us.
Yes, I've got a couple of pieces of mail here. Let's see. We've got a note here from Diane, our wonderful friend in Tequesta.
Yes, she is an absolute
she really is
amazing
wonderful.
Friend of this ministry. Yep.
Yep. So she says, Dear WCNO representative, enclosed is a $100 check for July evangelism. You're doing the Lord's work so effectively every day. God bless you all. And that's right. We are evangelizing.
Absolutely.
That is what WCNO is about. It's getting the good news of Jesus Christ out there. And we got a note online from one of our listeners, John. And I'll just read what he typed in here. He said, I love to listen to your station. As it says in the book of Timothy, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. May these words bless all at your station and your families. The spirit of fear is tormenting. It intends to keep you from fulfilling the destiny that God has on your life, keep you from living a joyful, spirit-led life where you give to others out of the overflow of love in your life. And again, that's from our brother John.
Isn't that awesome?
Wonderful.
We love to hear from you. We love to hear from
yes.
you. Send us your thoughts, your prayer request.
That's right. And then we have another online note here from Jema. And she's asking, how do I access the titles of the music? I just love your variety in the ministry of music that WCNO provides. And she's also asking for suggestions for looking for a local Bible teaching church.
Wow.
So we know of several here.
Yep, for sure.
And so just an answer to the question, if you hear a song that you like, as of the moment, on the website, we did have the verification log where you could just look up the name of the song, you know, on the following day. But that, for some reason, that section has not been working on the web.
Non-functional at this time.
At the moment, yeah.
It's down.
And we're also updating the website.
We are.
So it's going to come back eventually. So if you hear a song that you like, make sure you write down the time that you heard it. And, you know, if it's a male or a female and a group, a live song. And just give us a call and we can look that up for you.
Date.
Yes, the date. I know. I
heard this song the other day. It was a great song. Well, what day was? I'm not sure. It may have been.
I know. We only play like maybe 600 songs in a day. I don't know if it's that many.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. So yeah, date and time would be very helpful. I know a lot of times myself, when I hear songs, I just, you know, I'll just record it on my phone as I'm driving.
So
I'll remember to look it up
and, later.
You know, when I get the clock there. So anything like that would help for us to look it up.
Yep.
And then I also wanted to make mention that we have a new program Saturday night, as Jonathan was talking about. Saturday at 7 p.m., a new teaching program, Thy Word is a Lamp. And this is with Sheila Suarez and Dervin. And
great couple, Karen.
Yes,
great couple.
I really
enjoyed getting acquainted with them. Graduates of Christ for the Nations, I think, rather recently.
Amen.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And they beautiful, just, you know, verse by verse, just, you know, going on in there. And Sheila's the one doing the teaching this week and next week, and that's on Psalm 119. So she's going to go through each of those verses.
Great psalm, and you got a little pre-exposure, didn't you?
Because
you were involved in the recording.
Yeah, I did the recording. And then also, you know, the music that you'll hear with their promotional spot in their open and close is original music by their daughter, Shanine Monique.
Wow.
Who, you know, just has some beautiful worship music. And so we're looking forward to that program. So again, that's Saturday, 7 p.m., and there's two prayer requests here. Do we want to do those?
We do, and you're going to be sharing the prayer request, and I wanted to mention, I think I have something here, Casting Crowns, which, you know, they're a contemporary Christian group, but their former drummer, Andy Williams, was in a very serious motorcycle accident.
Oh, no.
And, you know, he has trauma to his body and brain, and the call really is just for a miracle, for him to come out of this coma. He's been in this coma, and of course in 92 I was pronounced dead at the scene of a motorcycle accident. I was on the motorcycle, and my death has been greatly exaggerated. I'm here today. And so you probably have stories like that. We believe God, that God is actively involved in his church today. And that's an important thing. Karen, one other thing as we're in prayer, just to be mindful of, Surfside, Florida.
Yes.
This is really a tragic... It's a tragic... event that took place right here in our state, in our area, down south of us, with the collapse of this building. And as of last evening, the numbers that I'm getting is that 12 people, at least 12 people are dead, but 149 people are unaccounted for. Wow. And that's a lot of people, Aiden, you know, it's a lot of people. And when I looked at this report, It's a report that came in from a secular perspective, and of course they're tunneling, they're doing a lot of things. There's, you know, we need to pray for the safety of those who are working to do the rescue and such forth, but also for all these families impacted. But at the end of this secular update, it said, now we just need a few more miracles each day. Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is somebody that's on the ground. They're saying, mm-hmm. we can do so much, but you know, we're kind of at the end of what we can do. We need more miracles. That's we right. need to see some miracles. And Karen, as we kind of close our time this morning in prayer and kind of think about how good God's been to us, maybe we have some of our family that needs some miracles today too. Mm-hmm. And we know the God who is a God of miracles. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so these...
Go ahead. Yep.
One prayer request from Jean. She wants prayer for her family, for their health and healing, for her job. She knows that the Lord has put her there, and she's praying for God's guidance and will to be done.
You know, when I read that, I felt a real jumping on the inside. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but it was just really the presence of the Holy Spirit. I think just affirming how good it is when we share our burdens with one another so we can mm-hmm. pray one for another.
Amen. That's right. And so we'll lift her up. And then also we had gotten a prayer request in the mail. Pray that God will save my children and grandchildren. Mm. And that's from, looks like LJ, Port St. Lucie.
And Karen, you know, we also have a dear listener's whose wife he's prayed for now for years. And you may be listening this morning, but we want you to know that we have not forgotten. And God bless you for standing in prayer for your spouse that needs Jesus. And don't give up. Don't give up. Lot had an Abraham to pray for him. And all I can say is if you're lost and you have somebody praying for you, you're blessed. If you're praying for someone who's lost, I want you to know that you have a very high calling for that. Karen, why don't you go ahead and lead us in prayer?
Okay. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the privilege of coming before you. And we thank you, Father, that Amen. You have provided everything that we need. So, Father, we just decree and declare this day, God, Amen. That those that, Jean, praying for her family,
yes,
praying about her job, Lord, that your will be done in her life. Father God, we just come in agreement with your will for her life. We pray, oh God, for health and healing for her in the name of Jesus. Amen. We decree and declare healing over her and anyone else who needs healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare Amen. That Jesus died to give you that healing, not only the salvation, but the healing as Amen. Well. So we decree it and declare it this day in Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. And for this drummer in the band, Father God, that you would touch him from the top of his head to the soles
yes,
of his
Lord,
feet.
Yes, Lord, miraculous healing.
Father, Amen. That you would raise him up. Raise Amen. Him up Amen. Off of this this state where he is in, Lord yes. God. Father, Amen. That you would do a miracle in his life and bring complete restoration to him. We thank you, Lord, for touching him. And Father God, for these people in the condominium, Lord. Oh, Father, it's just heartbreaking to see. It just looks like it's impossible for anyone to have survived that, Lord God. But Father, we do believe that you will do miracles because we know that your people, many of your people, many of the Jewish community is in that building, Lord God. And Father, we know that your hand is upon them. So we lift them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, if there are survivors, Lord, I pray that you would keep them until the help arrives, God, that you would keep them, hold them, Lord. Let them not give up, God, knowing that help is on the way. We pray for all the families of all the victims, Lord God. Father, that you would comfort them as only you can. Father, that you would be with them. We thank you, Lord, for all the first responders and those that are helping with the rescue. They're not calling it recovery yet. They're still calling it rescue, which means that there is hope. Yes. And we Amen. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in that place. Yes. We thank you for your angels that are surrounding them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the miracles that will take place. And again, we just ask your blessing upon that whole site there in Surfside, God. And pray for the mayor and all of the others that are helping, Lord, that you would be with them and strengthen them. And even one of the officials there said, please pray. We want your prayers.
Amen.
We invite your prayers. So, Father, we just submit our prayers to you with all